It's New Year's Eve. It's Mark Pyers. And it's Real Talk.
I was walking down the road today, looking for another way
to ease my mind and help my living. It's Real Talk. It's the Daily Variety Show, Mark Pyers Real Talk. I'm here to help you make smarter moves, to amplify your current state. And I'm here with you on December 31st, day 365 in a row. The 1 year mark, one full year live, unscripted every day for a year. We're there. It happened. So I guess that's it. I'll see you later. You guys still there? You want more? I thought that was it. Let's just get the guy to a gear and let's push him off. Who's next? Nobody's next. This is not over. This is just the beginning. Remember that old movie Leviathan? This isn't the end. It's not the beginning of the end. It's the end of the beginning. This is the end of the first year of many years in a row of Real Talk. I can't believe it, though. 365 days? Cassandra! Lady Bane is on YouTube. You guys should all be on YouTube right now. That's where the show goes. But 365 days. Wow, we're going to reflect on this year. The ups, the downs, the all-arounds. We're going to continue to kind of delve into this last decade here. You know, every decade, you should have some reflection point. You should be able to go back and say, I accomplished these set of things. I failed here. You know, I keep coming back around to the fact that every person that I look up to failed miserably. They failed a lot before they accomplished what they did today. And we're going into this new decade. This is an amazing thing. We have an entire decade that we can tackle. We can go after with huge expectations. And that's all I have. I have massive expectations for what is going to happen in 2020. Thank you, Cassandra. I really appreciate you tuning in. 365 days. I know it's crazy. Like, to me, it's just become the normal. Like, every day I just tell you it's been another day. We're one day closer to the year. But we're officially there. We're officially at the one-year mark. And this is where we just start honing in, you know? Like, we have an idea of what the show is going to be now. It's a variety show. The show goes on for 45 minutes to an hour and a half every single day. It's not a vlog. It's not just a simple talk show. It is going to be more talk show oriented going forward. Let me explain. My plan is to have an interview at least one each week going forward. At the end, when we get to December 31 next year for year two, I hope to say we had 52 interviews. Now, I may have to double up on some of these because I don't have anybody lined up for next week. But I want to start interviewing people. So if you have an interest in being on the Real Talk show, shoot me a DM. Let me know what you have to talk about, what we can discuss on the show, and I'm happy to bring you on. 2020. Are you kidding me? This is the decade of Real Talk. I saw a friend earlier posted something. They said the Roaring 20s. I'm like, yeah. We're about to go into the Roaring 20s. I'm feeling it. Like, I'm excited. I'm ecstatic to have an opportunity to go full force at 2020. How about you? What are you guys? Are you excited about this new decade? You know, I think about it. Like, we haven't been able to say that, like, the tens. Like, that's a weird thing, you know? Hey, yeah, how are the tens? I don't know. It sounds stupid. But the 20s. That's something. Hey, how are the 20s? The 20s are roaring. The Roaring 20s. That's what we had back then, right? Well, we're going to have something massive in this 10-year cycle coming up. For me personally, I have just, like I said, I'm looking at it as decade, not year. I used to look at it as year by year. Ooh, I got another year to go after. What am I going to do tomorrow, next month, in April? Now I'm thinking, like, this decade, what am I going to do year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Okay, what do I do from 5 to 10? I had a conversation today with a client who moved to Florida, sold him his house. It's probably 6 years ago now. This is the same gentleman who wrote the story about me and the drone. He is a advertising genius, just a really sweet man. And we had a nice conversation today, and he said, you know, this is the first time I've spoken to him since, and this is just to show you, we haven't been in touch. We've played phone tag, email tag, but no conversation in a while, because he said, what are you doing? I want to hear about this talk show that you're doing. So we had a nice conversation today. He said, well, can I just tell you one thing? He said, I want to commend you on your dedication and your commitment to this. I said, well, thank you. And he said, because that's a hard thing to do, to put your head down. And then he said, he was just hitting me with real talk, like slamming me with real talk. He's like, look, you know that you're going into a business where basically everybody is providing content. There's so many different stations, so many different personalities, and you want to somehow garner some attention. He's like, you have to figure out how that's going to happen because there's so much out there. But he did agree that persistence, commitment, and continuing to drive forward, getting good information, criticism from those around you, listening to the stuff that helps, and then saying politely, turning to those people who are trying to hurt and saying, thank you, but no thank you. And he was just, I said, you know, it's funny you say that. I call it using that as fuel. Like you find someone's negative and use it as your fuel. And we had a great conversation. You know, just it was nice to have somebody with an outside perspective, an advertising perspective, just speak on his points on the show, on what he thinks I should be focusing in on. And it's just an amazing thing. 365 days. And then we're just starting it over again at 37 minutes and 15 seconds. We're starting over year two. And hey, Fashi, thank you so much. I got some people on Insta right now. I got some people over here on YouTube. Mostly I could just see Cassandra's on. I appreciate you, Cassandra. Lady Bane, you guys got to go check it out. YouTube, Spotify, check her out. And you're going to hear her this year anyway. 2020 is going to be big for Lady Bane as well. But guys, listen, if you're not willing to put the time in, you will not find anything at the end of the rainbow. That was something he joked about too. He goes, look, you know, unless you're winning the lottery, nothing good happens overnight. I was like, yeah, hello. Isn't that true? And then he said, you know, Mark, I've read a lot of books, and some of the most successful people in the world, they got to a point where they'd had it. No more. I don't want any more. I'm over it. I can't deal with the disappointment. But they just kept going. Even though they said they couldn't go another day, they just kept going. If you're not committed to what you believe, you will fail every time. If you start letting the negativity of those around you affect your commitment, you truly don't believe in yourself. You have to walk through this life with the knowledge that there aren't that many people that want you to get to that thing that you feel you can get to. Very few. Most of them want to see you fail. They want you to come back and say, yeah, I couldn't do it. I tried. Let's go grab a beer and talk about it. Let's go to the bowling alley and let's have a conversation about it, Tom. They really don't want Tom to disappear. Guess where Tom goes if he gets that thing that he believes he can get? Bye-bye. He's not with you anymore. He's not going down to the speakeasy, whatever it's called. It's a weird thing, the human reaction to success, to innovation. You know, when I think about the feedback, the negativity, the pushback that I've received from the beat seat since I invented, patented this thing, I've been out here trying to get it into the world. It took NAM, the National Association of Music Merchants, to select an editor's choice before people start saying, oh, wait, what is this thing? Wait a second, NAM says it's cool, so let me check it out. This is my problem with our world, with society. Very few leaders, lots of sheep. If something feels good to you, you don't have to wait for somebody else to say it's cool. You don't have to wait for somebody else that's has a name or whatever to pop up and be like, hey, I found this thing and you guys should check it out. Do you really want to be the guy who says, yeah, I knew about that. I just didn't do anything about it. My Pillow. I told you guys about that yesterday. You know how many times I've seen that My Pillow guy? Look at my pillow. You can get My Pillow and you can sleep through the night. Guaranteed. That guy, I saw him for years on the phone, on the TV. Never bought the My Pillow. He's a billionaire. Billionaire. Now, apparently it's a very good pillow. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but I'm just saying, you know, you can't listen to the naysayers. In my perspective, too, as an inventor, I invented something that didn't exist. It never existed. When you get a patent for something, that's a big deal. I don't know if anybody realizes getting a patent for something in the United States is not an easy thing. A lot of people go through a 5 to 7 year process hoping to get that patent, and they wind up getting the word that, no, somebody else thought of it. No, I'm sorry, you're not getting the patent. So I have a patent for something, which is, first of all, a very big deal. But outside of that, when you think of something that nobody else in the world has ever thought of before, you have to realize the amount of work, the enormity of work ahead of you in order to create awareness. Didn't exist. Now I'm trying to get people to know it exists. How does that happen? Well, maybe we start by, you know, advertising the Beat Seat on the Real Talk show. Every show, the show is advertised and supported by the Beat Seat, the first drum for guitar players, the first drum in the world you can play with your hands and your feet at the same time while sitting upright comfortably. That's a start. Maybe we start playing a song every single day on the Real Talk show on the Beat Seat so you guys can see what it sounds like, hear what it sounds like, see what it's like in person, get the full effect of this thing in action. Well, that's another little piece to the puzzle. But Selected Editor's Choice 2019 Summer NAMM. That's huge. That's huge. Elvis's guitar player having two of them. Another big thing. Jacob Collier has one. I saw a little clip of him the other day. He hasn't used his yet, but I see in the background in his studio, the Beat Seat. Soon, he's going to recognize the power of that thing and start incorporating it into his songs. It's just a matter of time. If you keep driving and you keep reaching on different doors to pull on them, one or two of them are going to open. But you got to keep trying on those doors. Don't walk down the street and say, oh, that one's closed. That one's closed. Do you know if it's closed? Do you know if it's locked without going and knocking? Do you have any idea if anyone's home? If you don't go and ring the doorbell? Oh, the lights are off. Okay, well. But that's the biggest producer in the world's house right there. He may be just inside in the back room. No, but the door is closed. Go ring the doorbell. Take that extra step this year. Go the extra mile because you will be amazed at what you can accomplish. And you'll be amazed at what people recognize within you when you show persistence, when you show that you believe in your abilities. This is what 365 has been for me. Connecting with my abilities, connecting with my inner talent that I didn't truly understand until this year. You know, my reason for being here. I've been talking to you for 365 about connecting with that inner genius within you. That thing that you do better than everybody else. That nobody else in the world can do. It's just your essence. And you're meant to tap into it. You're meant to unleash it on this planet. And I found mine 365 days ago. And I've been here with you since, just honing my craft, dialing in on what it means, what I mean, what the words mean that come out of me. All of this stuff has just been an evolution, a 365-day evolution, the Real Talk year in review, whatever you want to call it. If you go back and start today, a year ago, and come, just go day by day. There is a message every day. There is a Real Talk message in every single episode. And it's unscripted, so even though some of the messages are similar, they're different. They'll hit you differently. They'll make you feel something differently. And in a time where most of the stuff we feel is negative and depressing, wouldn't it feel very nice to have something you can hold on to that makes you feel great. That's all I'm trying to do here. And when I go live tomorrow for day 366, it's continuing my effort, my mission of affecting a positive change one person at a time. This first year is proof that that motto is exactly what it is. Affecting a positive change one person at a time. It's not like we're reaching the world, guys. It's going to take a very long time to get it out, for other people to know it exists, for the people who really will gravitate to the show to know it exists. It's going to require effort on your side. It's going to require the effort of those who are enjoying it to share it on their pages. Hey, look, guys, this is day 365 in a row. Check it out, my friend. He's been live for 365 days. Hey, show him some support. Why don't you follow the show? He'll be live tomorrow. I'm always interested in checking out what my friends think is cool. I'm hoping that I can find something new that will bring some enjoyment to my life, some light into my life. When some friend of mine tells me, you should check this thing out, guess what I do? I check it out. That's what we do when our friends point out cool things. So, going on, year two, going forward. Guys, this is just 1 year, and I feel like we can... I almost came on at like... I had a couple phone calls to take today, but I almost came on at like 2:30. I was like, we're just going to go live for like 5 hours today. It's the last day of the year. Let's just go on. I'll just be here doing my work or whatever, and we can just field some messages that come in. But... instead, I decided to get some work done and come at you right here at 3:45. And we're going to do the countdown. We're 27 minutes away from year two of Real Talk. Now, this is a weird thing for me to figure out the timing because I did my first show right around now a year ago. So officially, that would mean that it's been one full year in 27 minutes. But then, like, I guess when we finish that section, we're kind of into year two already. Like, I don't know. It's a weird thing for me to understand. I wish I had a mathematician to explain to me how many seconds and minutes there are in a year and when I officially eclipsed a full year. I think it's going to be the way I'm doing it, but I just don't understand. Ted, what's up, buddy? Oh, Ted, thank you so much. I have Ted over here. Ted Moniz, my buddy. And he said he's inspired daily by the message of the show, even though he can't tune in all the time, that he watches the replay and he gets some inspiration out of that. This is my goal here. My conversation earlier with my client, Jeff, I said, you know, look, I know no one's watching the full show. I know no one's tuning in and watching from the beginning to the end of Real Talk. I'm the only one who has to be here for that. But Cassandra may have a minute to tune in right at the beginning. Maybe about 18 minutes in, Ted tunes in. He says, oh, Mark, I see Mark's live. And he comes on and says, what's up? You know, the point is be on long enough that everybody can tune in. Not everybody's sitting there at 3:45 when I go live. But they may have a chance to get on at 4:16 or 4:25. So I will be live for an extended period of time. That's why this show turned into a variety show. This is an hour plus typically because... you know, I want to be interacting with you. I don't want to be on so quick that you're like, oh, I missed the show. How long was he? Oh, and then he did what? It was 3 minutes today? What? No. Dude's on for an hour. Just pop over and be like, what's up, Mark? Can you talk about this today? And the other day I had someone from Twitch came on and asked me a question. I love when you guys ask me questions. So just shoot them over. Oh, man, that's so cool. That means a lot to me, Ted. Ted said that he watches the replay and then he writes down quotes that I say. And then, oh man, that means a lot, Ted. Thank you so much. You know, my goal is to just connect. And when I see stuff like that, when I hear something like that, it just makes me realize that it is all worth it. It's all worth it. You know, I'm going to quickly share with you just the process and the commitment necessary in order to do what I did this year. I started this with this intention of just coming on to remind people I'm a real estate agent. That's how it started. If you guys watched the clip, I posted it today on Facebook, my first real talk. And it was just to remind people about referrals. You know, the way referrals work, I started the Real Talk referral exchange earlier in the year. This was, I think, the day I did it. You know, I'm in Connecticut. I'm in New York and Connecticut. That's where I sell real estate. But that doesn't mean if you're buying in Louisiana or in Seattle or in California that you can't call me and I can't help you, because I absolutely can. I have access to the largest database of real estate agents in the world. And if you need to buy something somewhere, all you have to do is reach out. Let me do the work. You're going to still call a few people anyway, but let me do the work. Let me call and find one more agent for you to interview. That's it. Just one more person for you to interview. And if you choose them, that's great for me. I'll get a very small fee at the end when you buy something. It's no harm. It doesn't come out of your money at all or out of your pocket. It comes out of the agent's commission. We all do it. We all love it. I love getting referrals. And basically, that's it. I would find you someone who you could be proud to work with wherever you're buying. So that was like my first real talk a year ago. Hey, guys, I can refer agents for you. Don't forget, going into 2020, I'm a real estate agent. And then a couple days in, I start getting a little bit more connected to the motivation, the positivity. I know this whole thing started anyway because I was feeling so negative around me. The world around me was so negative when I went for my first live on December 31st last year. And then my intention was block out the negativity, produce my own light. I'm in a market that is so negative. People are so negative. I'm going to be the light bearer. I'm going to be the catalyst for change in Lower Fairfield County. I'm going to bring back positivity. I'm going to make it a cool thing again because it doesn't seem to be cool anymore. So we start going. A couple days in, someone says to me, you know, you can't go live every day. Nobody wants to see you every day, Mark. And I think when I heard this, of course, it bothered me to hear this. Why? What's the problem? You guys don't like me? You don't want to see me every day? But then I realized, consider the source. When someone says you can't, smile and thank them for the fuel. Thank you very much. Oh, what I realize is that you don't understand what I have in me. What I realize is that you don't think that I could actually do it. And you're saying, you know, you can't do that. You know, every day you're going to burn out. Am I? I'm sitting here day 365 in doing an hour plus unscripted with more energy than I've ever had in my life coming out of me. Why? Because I believe that what I'm doing is what I meant to be doing. It took me a very long time to find this purpose. But now that I have it, it's my reason for coming out here every day. And it's why it's not a challenge, why it's not work. Somewhere along the line, I came across this sort of philosophy that there are no mistakes. You choose the path that you're meant to choose, and that free will is not really what you think it is. If you were to stand back and look at any human being long enough, you'd be able to pretty much guess every decision they make based on major decisions, because most decisions are based on a positive or a negative reaction. If you happen to be a positive, you're going to always take that route. You know what I mean? It's that route you're going to take. But if you happen to be a negative, somebody who thrives on seeing people get hurt, seeing them fall, laughing when they get hurt, that type of guy, then you're going to always shift towards that other option. So I don't think we necessarily have the free will that we think, because we're engineered to be either a negative or a positive. That's how we are. Now, yeah, there are some things that I'm negative on. Like, I'm a positive person, but there are some things that I'm just negative on. I don't like that thing. One of them is politics. I am negative on politics. I think that every politician is a creep. And not that I'm saying I don't support politicians either, the ones that are trying to help. I just don't see that many that are trying to help. I see a lot of division and a lot of people creating issues, not trying to create conversation and communication. Like, we see more war on a daily basis between parties. So I do have a negativity towards politicians. I just think that they're terrible. And how come we can't even have a conversation? That's what I want to know. I'm here for day 365. I haven't talked about politics because I know people will not be happy whatever side of the line I'm on. They won't be happy. Nobody will be happy. Nobody's happy. People can't believe what they want. They can't like what they want anymore. It's a sad state of affairs. We're close to like a civil war. It's really sad. And I just think that I'm cool with you believing what you want. Hey, you like whatever you like. I don't even want to say anything because then people go, oh, he likes this or he doesn't like that. Like, no, I don't care. I want to move forward. I want to keep it about what we've been keeping about for 365. Positivity. 2020 is going to be unbelievably positive. Shoot out a note. Who is with me on that? 2020 is going to be fire. 2020? What? Where are my glasses? Where are those glasses that say 2020 on them with the eyes coming through? I'm sure they're out there. I didn't get them. I want those for tonight. And then I'm going to wear them every day after here on Real Talk. Because 2020 is going to be fire. Now, why is it going to be fire, Mark? Because I started my 2019 on December 31st, and I've been driving every single day since towards this decade. My momentum in 2019 is for this decade coming up. We are driving into the 20s. Real talking it. Here's something I want to share with you. 2008, got my real estate license. I'm walking into my first real estate office, and I run into this guy, Anthony, a friend of mine to this day. Anthony says, what are you doing? We're all leaving. And I said, Anthony, I'm going to learn this business while it's bad, and when it gets good, I'm going to be rocking and rolling. I'm going to be just killing it because I'll understand the process. I'll understand a transaction, everything about it. Because I learned it while it was down, when nobody was giving me the business I needed, when the high end wasn't in my pocket yet. You understand? This first year of Real Talk, I'm honing my craft. I'm just getting closer and closer to what the essence of Real Talk is. So when we hit it strong in 2020, when the world starts tuning in and saying, what is going on? How many days has this guy been live? And he's never going to stop? And he comes out here every day to let this happen? And what is he going to say next? That's happening, guys. I don't know when. That's what we talked about today with Jeff. He goes, Mark, look, just keep going. Just the one thing you do know is you have no idea when critical mass will happen. When all of a sudden people want to tune in and the word starts spreading and it happens so quickly, it's like wildfire. He said, it will happen, but only if you continue to drive, assuming it will happen. It's the people that give up that never get there. You'll never get there if you keep wondering when it's going to happen. I don't care when it's going to happen. I'm showing up every day. You want to tune in. That's a benefit to you. But I'm not going to freak out about when everybody's going to tune in. When's the world going to find out about Real Talk? I don't know. I'll be here every day doing it. That's it. Hey, you guys want to do your part and share it a little? Tell people you know. That's going to happen quicker. But besides that, it's going to be you and me. All right. And when the rest of the world shows up, they show up. Hopefully it's here while I'm here. But if it's not, it's not. The messages will be here. I'll be here leaving these messages. I will tell you one other thing. 2020, the other thing you're going to get out of Real Talk this year is not just this. I will be in the studio every day. Yes, live. But I'm going to be in front of you this year. I don't know what's happening when yet. I'm just knowing it's happening. I will be on stage in front of lots of crowds this year doing Real Talk. And my intention is on December 30th, next year, which was last night, we will be doing a New Year's Eve show for Real Talk, for the second year of Real Talk, where I'll be celebrating my 730th show in a row. Okay? And I want you guys all to join me. I'm going to figure out a location. We're going to rent out a space. We're going to have it put on a show, get the beat seat out there, maybe have some different musicians out as well, maybe a couple of comedians, and let's make it an event. Every year, there will be a Real Talk New Year's Eve, the night before New Year's Eve. And I'm just seeing the potential of that. Like, where are we in 2, 3, 4, 5 years? When I'm on my 1500th show in a row. Is that even possible? We're going to find out. We are going to find out. You know, there's going to be a day, I was thinking this, there's going to be a day where I'm like, I get the flu or something happens and I'm just like feeling so rotten that I can't come out and do an hour. But I'm pretty sure I'm still going to come on and share my, I'm going to just share how I'm feeling with the world that day. You know, the thing you have to realize about Real Talk, it's not just about the ups. Real Talk is about everything you feel, letting it all out of you. If you hold anything back, you will start to feel miserable. I truly believe my happiness comes from being an open book. With my clients, with my friends, we are officially at 13 minutes and 13 seconds, guys, before we do our countdown. Whew, this is insane. You know what we're going to do real quick? Because I need to take a second here to take a breath. It's crazy to me. 13 minutes, officially 13 minutes. I just watched a countdown. You guys can go to markpyersrealtalk.com and you can see the timer. We're 12 minutes and 50 seconds. So because I don't want to miss the timer, you know, I guess I could do the news now. Let me see. I was either going to do a song now and then come back and we could do the news while we do the countdown. Maybe we should do that. Because usually we do the news next, but we're running at about... I think what's going to happen is I'm going to be right at the countdown when the music starts. You know what? We're going to do the news. Because when we get to the countdown, we'll do the countdown, and then I'll play you a song. And I'm going to improvise a song about 2020. How about that? How about that? Let's make up a song about 2020 right now. Luigi, how are you, buddy? Thanks for tuning in. You guys all over on Insta, please head over to YouTube. Subscribe and ding the bell. Let's see. I got Ginger on. Somebody else is on here, but I didn't understand the comment. It was more of a silly comment, but that's fine. I like when people tune into the show. And, you know, what we're here to do, 365 days in, holy cow, jeez. Let's get to some news here. What do you say, guys? So this is interesting. I just have a couple stories for you today. If you're in the military, maybe don't take that home genetic test. So this is interesting because my wife especially is a fan of these 23andMe things. We like to talk about them, you know. And let's see what we got over here. The U.S. Department of Defense circulated a memo warning troops against using inexpensive home genetic testing kits. The memo cited the possibility of troops getting incorrect information about their genetic medical history, but also the possibility that unknown parties could use the information to create security consequences that pose a risk to military operations. So this is interesting. You know, something that I've been wondering for a while is how accurate is this testing? You know, when someone does the 23andMe testing, for example, what are we seeing? Is it right? Are they updating it? But now the military saying you shouldn't be doing it, it's giving me even more pause about this. The reason is apparently it's unregulated. So that's their concerns. Is genetic tests are largely unregulated and could expose personal and genetic information, potentially creating unintended security consequences and increased risk to the joint force and mission. So I don't know if it's just the military being a little kind of nervous about their troops putting their information out there, but I am concerned about this. I don't know how accurate this is, and then to find out it's totally unregulated is sort of a weird thing. Why isn't there any regulation for all this information they're gathering? Think about it. We did it. My wife did it. In-laws, my parents. How many people out there did Ancestor.com or 23andMe? I want to shoot me a note here. Let me know. There's one family tree DNA revealed that it regularly gave the FBI access to its database. That's a problem. I mean, what? I'm getting my information and then you're sharing everything about me with the FBI. This goes back to what we talked about with the man. Like, you don't need to share things about my wife, about people who are no threat to the United States of America. It's ridiculous the amount of stuff they keep on all of us. Anyway, I'd be a little bit skeptical about taking one of these tests just because they're telling the military not to. So the other thing I wanted to share with you, this is a very quick story, but very cool. Prince William. Did you guys hear about this? Prince William unveils an ambitious new environmental mission. The Earth is at a tipping point and we face a stark choice. Now I'm going to read this because this guy's doing some cool stuff. He's dropping some real talk on you right now. Listen to this. Prince William is laughing, launching. Got to put my glasses on. Seriously, dude, laughing. Prince William is launching a big new ambition at the dawn of a new decade. On Tuesday, the royal unveiled a multi-million dollar international award to harness the biggest ideas to tackling the best ideas for tackling the biggest environmental challenges in the world. William, 37, has set his sights on spending the next decade rewarding visionaries and innovation. Called Earthshot, it will be awarded to 5 winners a year for the next decade, generating what William hopes to be 50 solutions by 2030. This is brilliant. Someone with money who's putting it towards a good cause, helping us find some answers, right? I mean, what happens to this world if we continue down the path that we're going? We probably don't have much of a world in the next 20 to 30 years. They're talking about sea levels rising 4 to 5 feet. I've been joking for a while with my wife that we'll be waterfront in Fairfield at some point. I don't know how long down the line that is, but I think it's a possibility. My children, maybe. Maybe we should just keep the house. So I am proud of Prince William. Thank you, buddy, for doing this. The Earth is at a tipping point, and we face a stark choice. Either we continue as we are, or we irreparably damage our planet, or we remember our unique power as human beings, and we continually lead, innovate, and problem solve. Real talk, guys. Remember the awe-inspiring civilizations that we have built, the life-saving technology that we have created, the fact that we have put man on the moon. People can achieve great things, and the next 10 years present us with one of the greatest tests, a decade of change to repair the Earth. That's Prince William right there, guys. Now, I don't know if this has something to do with them saying that Prince, who is it? Prince Charles was the hardest working royal in the last decade is what they said. Maybe he's just trying to top him, starting it off on the right foot right here. Anyway, that's pretty cool. Prince William, I'm really proud of you for doing that. Not enough people are putting the fellow human at the forefront. I have to wonder, like, when do you get to that point where you're like, I have reached that level where now I just want to help the world. I just want to give back. When does that happen for someone of that caliber, like a Prince William, or he's 37. Usually people do that later in their years. Like, if you look at Carnegie, if you look at, who was the guy who did the oil guy? I can't think of his name right now. That guy, too, they gave away all of their fortune at the end of their lives. Bill Gates is doing that. Warren Buffett's doing that. At a certain tipping point, same thing. They get to a point where they're like, you know what? It's my job. My purpose is to give back. It's to change the world. And Bill Gates is doing that. Warren Buffett's doing that. Hey, Joy, thank you so much. Happy New Year to you, too. So who's on with me right now? Say what's up. I am with you. We've got, let's check, 8 minutes. Is that right? 8 minutes and 7 seconds, guys. Let me just confirm. I think we're 5 minutes away, actually, because I'm looking at it. It's 4:25 right now. We're 4 minutes and 40 seconds away from the second year of Real Talk. Holy cow. Day 365 very quickly turning into day 366 here. This is a weird thing for me. Like, I'm splitting the day. Like, I don't even know. We are splitting the day. It's day 365 and day 366 here on Real Talk. Well, really, tomorrow's day 366, which is day one of our 2020. So we're 4 minutes and 13 seconds away. I was born 4:13. That's pretty cool that I looked over and saw that. Oh, my goodness, guys. It's kind of crazy. I'm about to have a countdown for my first year. 4 minutes. 4 minutes to year two. So let's reflect on this a little bit more. We get going a little bit. We're moving down a month or two in, and I'm realizing I'm live every day, and like no one's tuning in. I'm getting very little feedback. I have nobody following on the Facebook page. Like most of the people I have are friends aren't following my actual profile page. So you have, I'm basically broadcasting to nobody for like the first 800 and something days on Facebook. I just was not really focused on Facebook. I'm on Instagram pushing Instagram every day, 3-4 times a day, content creation, dropping fresh content. We go from a vlog to more of a talk show, probably around 60 days in. I start doing like an hour every day on the beat seat for the weekends, and the weekend shows start. Now, just, I don't know if you guys remember this far back, but the first 200 days, if I wasn't at my old office doing a quick bit for 4 or 5 minutes, I was at home doing my show at about 10 o'clock every night. I did a 10 o'clock show every night for the first 200 plus days until I wound up smack dab in the middle of my own studio. Short story, about April, I go away on my only vacation of the year, and I did a real talk every single day for an hour. And before I went away, I started interviewing with different firms because I was at a firm that was not paying attention to what I was doing. I'm live every day and kind of getting ignored in a way. No one's even acknowledging it. Like, hey, you're still doing that? That's pretty cool. Like nothing. Or like, what are you doing? You shouldn't do that. Like nothing. It was really weird. It was like totally ignored. So I'm like, I got to see what other people are saying here. I go around, I get a couple of offers. And then this one was the best offer because it allowed me to stay in my town. Studio built for me. And I have the key. I could come and go as I please. It's my space. And I could put on my show anytime I want. So this happens. Guys, we're a minute 53 away. So this happens, and we wind up here from May, basically mid-May on. I've been in the studio, building it out. Build out took about a month or so. And thank you so much, patience. And I'm here for about a month, month and a half before we finally get this thing up on its feet. And we've just been driving since. Now I've got this whole format where during the week, every single day I'm here from my studio. And on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm live with you from my house. I put on the show like the old way, 10 o'clock at night. We go live on the beat seat. I keep hearing random stuff popping in. And that's what we do. A minute and 11. Oh, my goodness. You guys can tune in to markpyersrealtalk.com right now, and you can do the countdown with me. We are officially 1 minute away from year two of Real Talk. Oh, there's my alarm. Oops. That's my alarm, guys. That was the alarm I set to tell me that it's going to be 1 minute to Real Talk. We're 48 seconds away. I'll finish the rest of this story when we get there. Guys, this has been the most amazing year of my life. Just because of how much I've been putting out there, I never thought I'd open myself up to the world like this. And just to be as open as I've been for a year is something. And maybe I'm crazy for doing it. I don't know. But honestly, I feel like it's necessary. If more of us were being open with our feelings, I think we'd be doing better in this life. We just have an opportunity to get along. And with the time that we're dealing with right now, where everyone's at each other's throats and hating, it would be nice to just open yourself up a little more. So we got it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, we're officially in our second year of Mark Pyers Real Talk. We did it. Oh, my goodness. It's Mark Pyers. And it's Real Talk. I was walking down the road today, looking for another way to ease my mind and help my living. Yeah, yeah. I look into guys, the windows of the passing car. We're here. Next to me. Look how the open road affects us all. Guys, we are here. Year two. Can't believe I just did a year. Cannot believe I just did a year. What? Oh my goodness. It's official. Year two, Real Talk. Year two, 2020. The Real Talk decade. It's official. Now, we are roughly 6 hours, 7, 8 hours here on the East Coast from being the new year, but this is our new year for Real Talk. And I just want to thank you guys so much. Patience, thank you. And thank you, Cassandra and Lady Bane. And thank you so much, Joy and everybody. And you're not on now, but Isma and Ted and all the other people that have been supporting the show for this entire year. I thank you guys so much. I would be here regardless, but the fact that you're here supporting me means the world to me. And you guys are the original group of supporters. That's a big deal, you know? It's hard to be a leader in this day and age, and you guys have proved that you can be leaders. And you don't need somebody else to tell you that something is good. You use your feelings. You listen. You're attracted to something that makes you feel better, and you keep coming back for more, and I thank you for it. And by the way, you guys make me feel great. You guys make me feel amazing. Just when I get notes back from people. Like my good friend and client Karen sent me a note earlier today. It meant the world to see that from Karen. You know, and when anybody has an effect from this show, it means the world to me. You know, I started thinking about something day 365 earlier. I was just driving into the studio. And I was thinking to myself, wait a second, I'm starting a new year. What happens to last year? It just goes into the books. That year is in the books. Now we really get started. Now we really get going. Christian, what's up, buddy? You just joined year two Real Talk. You just missed the countdown by about 2 minutes. But it's okay, because you're with me here. Year two, it's official, my friend. And I really hope you guys go over to YouTube, subscribe and ding the bell, because you can see this is a terrible video today. I'm trying to get a better look. That's a little better for you. But year two. So this is my song. There is something to live for. Can we get our screen here? Can we get our Matt Zabrowski screen? This is how you guys make me feel about year two of Real Talk. You ready? Woohoo! That's right. Matt Zabrowski with the scream. I love it. That is my favorite moment in that song. I wrote this song to make you feel this way. Yes. It's like a Paul Simon type of tune, right? There's like the vibe. But that drummer, listen to him.
I was walking down the road today, looking for another one.
He's jamming, and at the end of the tune, he is so inspired by the performance that he laid down
a passing car
that he goes, woohoo! And it makes the entire song. It makes my life when I listen to that song. It makes me realize that that song has legs. That song has the potential to inspire someone to go, woohoo. And that's what we're after. That's what we're all after in this life, is to produce something that makes someone feel woohoo. Isn't that what you want to do? Don't you want to make somebody scream and just feel so excited to be alive? And it's because you did something that made them feel that way? Wouldn't that be thrilling? Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's your children. Whatever it is, we all want to inspire those around us that love us to be inspired. We want them to feel great. Year two. We got a lot of work ahead of us, guys. You know what we're going to do right now? Let's see. I wonder if I can go in here. No, I'll do this later. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to reset the timer. I'll do this tomorrow. I'll reset the timer to 365 days starting tomorrow to December 31st at 4:30 of next year. And then it starts. You guys can tune in anytime you want and see where I am in the process. You could also go to the website and get right to the YouTube page. I just noticed this right below the get in touch sign. There's something that says YouTube. Click on it. That will bring you right to my YouTube page. Or I think it maybe will have you subscribe, actually. It's even better. Wow. Guys, this is unbelievable. And I'm not going to stay on for too much longer because we got here. I'm here now. I did my year. I filled the quota. One full year of Real Talk. Some may think that's enough. Some may say that's enough, buddy. Go on. Enjoy your life. Focus on whatever else. But the work has just begun. I told you guys a while back. I said, when people actually pay attention to this program, that's when the mission really begins. Right now, it's delivering messages. So, you know, Patience and Cassandra and anybody who's watching says, you know what? I'm going to share that one. Like Ted earlier says, he writes down some of my quotes so he can just kind of keep saying them to himself throughout the day. That's great. Share that with a friend. Share that with a family member. Let them know this program exists. When we get to the end of next year, we're going to see a whole different group of people that are joining us. But don't be expecting. Just show up. Just show up and do your job. That's what you should do in your life too. Don't anticipate the future. Just pray you get it tomorrow and do your best with today. That's it. So should we get a song going? I feel like we should play a tune. I feel like we should get a song in on the beat seat. It's officially year two. 2020, I'm coming for you. Maybe that should be the name of the song. Let's see. What do we got in us? What do we got in us over here? So again, I'm dealing with this situation where I don't... What is that noise? You guys keep hearing that random noise that keeps popping through? I don't know what it is. So again, I'm going to try to set this up down here to see if this does anything for us.
Get up. 2020, I'm coming for you. Coming for you. 2020, I'm coming for you.
Something to live for.
Year two, official, something to live for. Oh, yeah. Whew. I'll just take a break here for a second. Because we're live for day 366. Are we 366 yet? I think we're 365 still. We're still day 365, guys. I'm just going to try to see if we can get onto the Face page real quick. Let's get onto Facebook, because then we can quickly check and see if there's anybody on with us. I can't see everything on my page currently, but we are here, day 365 in a row. I appreciate you guys. Oh, yep, I see myself. Hold on a second over there. I guess we're live for a minute, an hour and a minute here. It's kind of crazy. So who's joining me? What do you guys got planned for this evening? I got like huge plans for this evening. Guess what they are? I'm taking the night off, hanging out with my family. I'm going to be watching that ball drop. I'm going to be kicking it back. It's funny. I even thought about earlier on the way into the studio. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll do like a New Year's Eve show on the beat seat from my house. And then I thought to myself, buddy, you're about to do your 365th day in a row. Just do the show and go home and enjoy your family. I'm like, yeah, that's true. Next year, we'll do the New Year's show. We're going to do that next year. I hope you guys realize that. I told you, the 30th of next year, just pencil it into your calendar now. Real talk, New Year's Eve. It's happening. Give me one second. I got to shut off the heat over here. I got the heater on. There we go. And I'll shut down that. Shut down those couple of mics. So now we got a nice clean sound here. So I'm going to wrap it up now. I do want to thank you. 365 days in a row. I know I've been the one putting out all the work, but you guys have been showing up and sharing content and being very kind about it in the process. And I hope you tune in tomorrow and every day thereafter. Why isn't my seat moving backwards now? That's weird. I was able to go backwards before. Now it's like locked in place, which is probably a good thing because I'm sitting here in the studio. I shouldn't have like a chair that does this. At least that's what I was told from Joe. Joe was like, you need a stationary chair. You're sitting at a desk with a chair. You don't want to hear stuff. I don't really hear much, but so guys, I can't believe we're here for our second year of Real Talk. And I officially left enough dead air for you guys to come on and say hello. And most of you did. I thank you for the ones that popped on and say something on days 365 in a row. I just can't believe I did 365 days. I know I intended to do 365 days. Well, this, I guess, goes to show you. When you have an intention, it doesn't pose difficulty. Now, there have been lots of times in this 365 that it was hard for me to get on the air. You know, I should finish the story because we got into it and didn't complete it. But I get into the studio about halfway through the year. And from that point on, we start actually getting somewhere. We're actually starting to deliver content to a group. And now we have the YouTube channel. So make sure you tune in. We're officially starting a new year, a new decade. So this one comes to an end. And all of the hard work and lonely broadcasts, basically broadcasting to zero, to a crowd of nobody. There were a lot of those in 365. And the point is, you have to be willing to feel the pain if you want to find your way to the positivity at the end of the rainbow. Really, that's what it comes down to. There is no way to succeed unless you fall a lot in the process. And I don't know anybody who goes on the air and immediately they have a million followers unless they're already successful, unless they've already found their way to a crowd. It requires an inordinate amount of time. I mean, seriously, it's an unbelievable amount of time you have to put in order to get somewhere. But I'm doing it. Going to continue to do it, guys. Oh, nice. I got a new follower on TikTok. Guys, listen. Everywhere. We're on every single social media platform. This isn't just a YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. We're everywhere, okay? And the point is, you have to be everywhere. If you want the world to find your program, you've got to be open to everything. Let me see this. So, anyway, I'm wrapping it up, guys. Year two coming at you tomorrow. I'll see you for the first day, and which is really day 366, but it will be the first day of year two. Although this is kind of the first day of year two. Like I said, I don't understand the math. Maybe someone could lay it out for me. Shoot me a DM and let me know the math on this year. When did it actually become a year? When does year two officially start? Somebody let me know. Is it tomorrow morning? Or is it because I went live today a year ago? Is it today at some point? Like when I finish the show is really, who knows? Somebody let me know. Okay, just let me know. And I think that's it, guys. Kind of don't want to go off the air just because it's my final show of the year. It's my final show of 2019. I feel a little bit of sadness. I feel a little bit of sadness that I'm putting this year behind me because it was the year of growth. It was the year of finding my way. And it's like that rookie season. This is my rookie season, guys. I was a rookie this year. Next year, I am, I guess, considered a veteran, right? Second year is kind of a vet. So I'm a veteran. I am a Real Talk veteran as officially as we go into the second year of Real Talk, day 366 in a row. And now that's going to be interesting. This is what I usually do. I'll say, hey, Siri, how many days has it been since December 31st, 2018?
It was 365 days ago.
And she's Australian too, by the way. Luke, she's Australian. But that's how I find out how many days it's been since my first show. So I'll be doing that going forward. But that's how I find, that's my madness on finding out how many days it's been since I've been live. It gets easier when you get closer to like round numbers. Day 300, day 350, day 365. We know we did the full year. But next year, it's going to be tough when I get to like February 12th. I'll be like, how many days has it been since December 31st, 2018? But I'll keep track of it. You guys keep hearing that? I keep hearing that. I think it's from this alarm, this stupid alarm thing that I said earlier. Let me just check. Shut off your alarm. I don't know. Anyway, that's officially a year, guys. It's official. Tomorrow, whole new year. Whole new set of content. I'm considering doing this thing where the first couple days of Real Talk, I'm providing the same message I provided last year. So like tomorrow would be, can you believe my services are free? Because that was the thing I brought up last year, was my services are free until you buy something. You don't pay for my services. So something cool to keep in mind. And let's see, I want to just check and make sure I'm live. I am live, but I just wanted to see if I could check it out on my other page. And guys, I appreciate you. Like I said, let me know if you have any content that you want me to get into. Anybody you want me to interview, that too. Let me know if you want me to interview anybody specifically and I'll get into it, all right? That's happening tons this year going forward. We're going to be interviewing lots of people for the Real Talk Show. And I want to interview doctors, lawyers, whatever. Just somebody interesting, somebody who's heard know a lot and just continue to drive forward in order to prove that they knew what was right. To prove that they had something great within themselves. Like whoever out there has done that, shoot me a note. I'll bring you on the show. And I think that's it, guys, officially. I will see you tomorrow for year two of Real Talk. Fix this intro. Outro. It's not working. There we go. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Year two. Have a happy, happy new year. I'll be celebrating with you. See you tomorrow. It's Mark Myers. Happy New Year.